Welcome back into Cover 2, everybody. We're going to touch on a little bit of some NHL. I'm glad to be able to say that, by the way. Rangers off to a very slow start, 0-2. Devils 3-0 now. Penguins look like the class of that division. Flyers struggling. Bees right in the middle. Rangers play tonight against the Bruins. People asking on Twitter, like, are you worried? Are you panicked? Rangers don't look too good.
You should be panicked.
I'm not panicked.
I'm not saying that the Rangers aren't good, and that, you know, the addition of Nash doesn't make them a legitimate title. Listen, they were a legitimate title contender last year without the guy. The problem is it's a 45-game season.
48, but I understand your point.
I've literally for two weeks called it a 45-game. It's one of those things where you get it wrong so many times, you forget which one was right.
It's like a Drew Weatherford situation with you.
It is exactly a Drew Weatherford situation. Look, it's a 48-game season. These games matter.
Right, no, I understand that, but let me ask you this. Who won the Stanley Cup last year?
Eighth-seeded
LA Kings. Just get the NHL like any other. This has always confounded me. Home ice advantage doesn't matter except in game sevens. Like, you hear that all the time and the statistics bear it out.
Right.
But it's interesting because the NHL is the only real sport where the home team gets a legitimate on-field advantage. Like, you get last change so that you get the matchups you want after a dead, you know, after a stop. So it doesn't make sense, but it does. It's just the truth. Home ice doesn't matter. So just get in for the Rangers. And look,
Major League Baseball, you get an advantage. You get to bat last.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I'd prefer to bat last if it was on.
Right, but I mean,
I see what you're saying. Okay. Listen, I wouldn't be concerned again about the Rangers as a team. I would just be concerned with this condensed schedule, which will lead to teams losing games.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're playing a back-to-back-to-back-to-back, you're probably going to be a little fatigued. Hockey
that's a plus for the Rangers. They have the lowest number of back-to-backs in the league with only six, and I think they're like second least in miles traveled or miles that they have to go. So the schedule kind of works in their favor. And I look at last year. They didn't start well last year. I think they were like 0-3, like 0-3-1 in their first four. They did not have a good start last year. I didn't expect them to get off to a great start now. You just got to let them go. They've had 2 days of practice. I expect a much better performance tonight at home. The bummer is you've lost to the Penguins, who are clearly the class of the Atlantic with Sidney Crosby back. And that's a bummer because I hate Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
It took, I believe, what is that, 3 minutes? You got the clock.
That's 3 minutes now.
Okay, good. Because if you go 5 minutes talking the National Hockey League without mentioning Sidney Crosby, we get fined. That's actually, if you're not in the sports entertainment world, you can't. It's illegal to talk hockey without mentioning Sid the Kid.
Hate that guy
for more than five.
Are you shocked? Are you shocked? It's taken me now 3 minutes and 20 seconds to specifically mention Henrik Lundqvist by name.
Phenomenal new SportsCenter commercial, by the way. Have you caught
that
one?
It's great with the Swedish Chef.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. We'll post it up on the Cover 2 Facebook page.
We absolutely will. If you put Muppets in anything, I'm a fan of it, just generally speaking. You add the best-looking goaltender of all time, and it's just nonstop greatness.
We'll move on to your New York Knicks, Pierce Briggs, coming off a loss to the Nets, I believe, on Monday.
By the way, for all of those on the Brooklyn Brixie bandwagon, where I am still very much a New York Knicks fan, I would like to say, check out my Nets. My Nets are playing some serious basketball.
Right. Yeah, we talked last week. They had a 7-game winning streak going. You weren't excited then. Now we've kind of turned it around. You saw it in person. You saw him take out the Knicks in the Garden.
I've watched a couple Knicks games, a couple Net games on the YES Network. Ryan Rucco is just no Mike Breen.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no Mike Breen. However, you know, the team looks good. P.J. Carlissimo, if I had to make some of my predictions, P.J. Carlissimo will be terrible was one of them. the Falcons-Patriots will be the Super Bowl. That was from this Sunday.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been more wrong there. I mean, I am not on a winning streak right now.
No,
that being said, Carlissimo's got this team playing very good basketball. Brook Lopez is a very, very good center when he's on the court.
Right. Let me ask you this before we get into it. We're going to get into specifics of the Nets and another team and trade rumors flying. But I just wanted to ask you this: your boy J.R. Smith took a bit of a shot at your other boy Chris Humphries, who said it's a little quiet in the Garden after we beat the Knicks. J.R. Smith's like, it was bigger. It was
wasn't
more
quiet when Kanye tore it down last week. That was phenomenal.
Such a on whose part? You're sticking up for J.R. Smith.
I'm not sticking. Nobody needs to stick up for J.R. Smith.
Right, he's got his sister to do it. He's got his sister to stick up for him.
His sister will jump you, especially if you're Chinese.
Especially if you're Chinese.
But listen, Chris Humphrey opened the door for this. Chris Humphreys shouldn't have a Twitter account because Chris Humphreys is a walking punchline.
It's such a bummer to be Chris Humphreys because, like, you thought you were marrying hot chick Kim Kardashian. You maybe should have known better. You got Manti Te'o'd a little bit, right?
You
thought you were in it for love, and then turns out she was in it for the reality show.
And both girls are totally fake.
She bolts, goes after Kanye, and now you're just kind of left like, hey, I'm still a really good basketball player. Does anyone want to? No, you don't care. No. I average a double double. No, it's just that I.
Would you rather get dumped for Kanye or have your fake girlfriend get killed off and die of leukemia and the whole world knows you believed it?
I'd rather be dumped for Kanye.
I don't know. I hate Kanye.
Would you rather be dumped for Kanye after Kanye?
He's going to have an...
You want to be dumped for Kanye or be, you know, Kim Kardashian's next?
Well, I think that they're having a baby. There may not be a next. My issue with Kanye is you know he's going to, like, auto-tune some jab at you where you can't... You can't do anything about it.
He's going to squeeze it in somewhere in like his next album. That's true. That's just such a bummer to be Chris Humphreys. But you mentioned Brooke Lopez.
It's not that big of a bummer. Chris Humphreys is making $11 million more dollars than
I am. I'm just saying, as of people in the NBA, it's a total bummer to be Chris Humphreys.
Yeah, he is a walking punchline.
All right.
And I will continue to use that punchline for my own personal
game. So will I. You mentioned Brooke Lopez. And a lot has been said, even though the Nets have been coming, there are a lot of trade rumors flying with the Lakers, Dwight Harris. Perfect transition to get into. Hey, remember that time that you and I said that the Lakers were going to face the Heat in the championship?
Yeah, I was, again, talking about my losing streak.
Remember like a month ago when you and I said that the Lakers would be fine? Remember like 2 weeks ago when we said the Lakers aren't fine?
I'm sticking with it. I'm not really.
I think your ceiling's an 8 seed.
Your ceiling is definitely a seventh or eighth seed.
Like best case scenario, if you're a Lakers fan, you're like, we still can hang on to the 7 seed.
Yeah, but the problem, maybe, if you actually look at the standings, and listen, they're 17-24. That is vulgar. There's nothing reprehensible.
Like, who would have bet that after 5 games, the Lakers would be under 500, let alone this many? And that far under 500. This is a disaster of Phil Jackson.
True or false, paging Mike Brown, would the Lakers have a better record?
Yes.
With Mike Brown as the coach?
I do think so.
I absolutely. Now, here's another question. You're paying Mike Brown.
Yeah.
You are paying Mike D'Antoni.
you want to bring back Mike Brown? Is that what you're saying?
He's under contract. Can they? Is he at their beck and call as long as they're paying him?
No. If you fire him, you're gone. You just have they legally just have to pay your contract. It's just, dude. You got to try something. If you seriously want to make a run, you got to try something. And I think the move is to trade Howard if you can. Because I'm looking at a guy, and I know what people say, like, well, Dwight Howard's the future of your team. That's, you know, that's your guy. He's young for the next 10 years. Your guy.
I don't need him to be the future of my team. I don't want him
you,
and to
that's
be the future
point.
Of my
you
team.
Do not want, I don't think you want Dwight Howard. I'm looking at a guy who this far into his career hasn't improved, really. Like, He's the guy, in basically, he's the guy he was day one. He's a great defensive center, and he's a great scorer of the basketball when you can get him within arm's length.
Right.
You get him the ball within
he's
arm's length
of
the
basket. He's a phenomenal dunker. He's Amari Stoudemire 8 years ago.
Right. If you get him the ball within arm's length of the basket, he's going to put it in. But beyond that, he doesn't have a lot of game. There's some character issues there that you don't love.
He can't hit free throws.
And he can't hit free throws. And that's such an underrated, like, nobody, like, for years, people before Calipari won a title with Kentucky and Memphis, people were like, it doesn't matter. They can't hit free throws. It absolutely matters they can't hit free throws.
Look at Derrick Rose. Look at that Memphis team.
Right.
Collapsing
they
down the
stretch. They lost that game to Kansas because they couldn't
hit
free throws.
And when you go back and people talk about, well, he brought an Orlando team with Jameer Nelson to the finals.
Who got swept.
Late in games in those playoff series, it was my boy Hedo Turkoglu taking control of the games. Hedo Turkoglu was playing great basketball, and he was the guy with the ball in his hand because, again, you can't foul and put him to the line. And listen, I understand that Shaq couldn't hit free throws. Right. Dwight Howard ain't Shaq.
Right. Shaq had way more game than Dwight Howard does. Now, I know your solution. Your I credit you way out of the box. You've brought it up on this podcast before.
Trade Kobe.
You can't trade Kobe.
I wouldn't. Listen, I'm not.
I understand what you're saying, but as a Laker owner, there's no, you. That guy's your franchise.
Time out. Two things. One, let me retract a little bit. Entertain offers on Kobe. I'm not saying by the time the deadline passes, Kobe needs to be in a Milwaukee Bucks jersey. I'm just saying you need to entertain offers because, listen, who would have ever thought we would see Peyton Manning in a Denver Broncos jersey? Who would have thought you'd see Joe Montana in a Chiefs jersey? Michael Jordan in a Wizards? It feels impossible until it happens. And if I'm looking at Kobe, yeah, he is my franchise. Yeah, he has been my last 16, 17 years. But he's only got one or two left in the tank. Steve Nash doesn't have any value. The guy's old.
Yeah.
His haircut's older.
That's pretty old.
I mean, he looks...
It's not good.
It's really bad. I mean, when you have that face, when you're working with that canvas anyway, you don't put that on top of it.
There's something about Steve Nash. Like, the rest of him looks like a small, like, point guard. But, like, his head, he looks like a bobblehead when he's
right
out there.
He
it's
looks
weird.
Like he's like a he's got a Leo DiCaprio.
It's just,
you know,
it's weird. I don't like it. But to
I was going nowhere with the Leo. I was trying to say what's it called when you a period piece? It was a Leo DiCaprio period piece haircut.
I still don't think you're going anywhere with that. I'm confused. But look,
the point is he doesn't have any trade value. Dwight Howard has a little bit of trade value, but listen, you're not going to get a Kyrie Irving.
I think Dwight Howard does have a lot of trade value to other teams. Like, I think the Nets...
they can secure a signature on a piece of paper, that's a sign-in trade. I am not taking Dwight Howard to take my chances.
No,
the Houston Rockets
wanted
to do
that. Sign-in trade, right.
But they got James Harden now. I think they're probably off the
table.
They're
fine. But I just think, you know, you've made so many moves that if you're the Lakers organization... The fans revolted when you didn't bring in Phil Jackson. You know, there's been so many different things that have gone on. You cannot trade Kobe Bryant.
The fans,
you just can't.
Laker fans are Kim Kardashians. They're fake. When you're winning, everybody's there. When you're losing, they're not there, and that's how it's always going to be. You can have Kobe winning games. Listen, you could trade Kobe for James Harden. They start winning games, they'll be there. Okay, my question is, I don't know of a team that's a Kobe away in terms of trading a phenomenal player. You look at maybe the Celtics thinking they have one more season.
Kobe's a pretty hard fit wherever he goes because automatically it's Kobe's team.
Right.
Now
in most scenarios, I mean, if he goes to the Heat, it's LeBron's team, but he's not going to go to the Heat. The point is, you know, you can look at some places, maybe the Celtics don't like Rajon Rondo as a person, really.
Yeah.
The organization's a bit soured on that guy. Maybe you say, all right, we got all these old guys. We have one last hurrah left. Let's trade Rondo for Kobe. If I'm the Lakers and I get offered Rondo for Kobe, I'm pulling the trigger on it.
How amazing is it? Just step back from it for a second and think about the fact that we're actually talking about this.
Right.
You and I are having this conversation right now. It's unbelievable.
They're in a complete rebuilding. Kobe's not the part. He's not the future. He's the now. The now isn't winning games. So consider it. I would entertain offers. I'm not going and putting him on the block. Somebody asks about him. They throw a John Wall in there because they need to sell tickets. I might pull the trigger.
It's Cover 2 on 104.5theteam.com.